advancing pleasure. This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. Glad to have you along with us on the program today.
Great to be here, Douglas. Going to speak with Tommy Redruth, head coach of the Tri-City Storm. Obviously, though, the big news nationally is the rumors are amok about Jay Cutler and who he will be traded for. And
that is amazing. That the Broncos have just stepped up and said we're done. Yeah, Cutler won't even answer. Somewhere along the line, don't you as an owner get a hold of his agent and say we need to talk? We're not dealing with 5 and 6 year olds here. We need to at least act like adults here and at least talk. I mean, even if they're going to trade him, don't you have to talk to the guy?
You would certainly think so. I don't know what hideout he would be at. I mean, I don't know if. But if you're Jay Cutler, don't you want to know the full story and know if maybe he doesn't get along with anybody on that team? I don't know. I can't fathom playing there, being the team that drafted you, and then all of a sudden you get slighted in some way because you feel like they went out of their way to trade for Matt Cassel, which didn't work out for them. That's where this whole deal started.
Well, you think they're wondering right now whether they should have gotten rid of Mike Shanahan as their coach? That's how this whole thing started.
That's interesting, too. Mike Shanahan, where will he end up? Will Jay Cutler somehow be rerouted back to him?
You know, well, and it's interesting in what you have found out is that, you know, Shanahan's name was linked to maybe going to Dallas at times, and now where's Jay Cutler going to go?
Well, the rumor says now maybe a trade Tony Romo for Jay Cutler. Straight up.
Why would you do that?
I think they both are crappy.
Okay. All right. Okay. So
I don't know who Jay Cutler dates. Maybe they could swap. I don't know.
You don't like the trade. Okay.
I don't like it. I don't like. You know what? I don't like when people can't act like adults, like you just said. Why can't you just sit down, air your differences, and then if it doesn't work out, what good does it do anybody to go hide for 2 weeks?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
What happens if all of a sudden Pat Bowlen and they decide they're going to go to Detroit? And they're going to – I would be very, very interested. Nobody will know this until after draft day to find out what were the pluses and the grade that Jay Cutler had coming out of Vanderbilt and what Matt Stafford or whoever the number one quarterback in the Broncos' mind are coming out this year. Because that seems to be the most likely deal. But you got to have a quarterback that can play. You don't want to go back to ground zero and start all over with a Matt Stafford. I mean, you're throwing everybody behind you when obviously what you need in the draft is defense, everybody says, for the Broncos.
Yeah, this looks like a bad year coming up for the Denver Broncos.
You go back to the... To Detroit, and obviously now they say that you're going to have a starting quarterback. Well, a starting quarterback, the visible ones are either Derek Anderson or Brady Quinn, whichever one Cleveland doesn't want.
Matt Leinart.
Wow. Matt Leinart. Interesting, but is unproven. You supposedly got the proven guy who either throws for 482 yards and 4 touchdowns or 88 yards and 0 touchdowns and 3 picks. A little hit or miss. As good as Jay Cutler can be, he can be that bad at times.
Alex Smith? I still say send Cutler to San Francisco. Colin Cowherd was saying this morning, Buffalo might have a chance, might at least have some people that you could send. What do you think about Jay Cutler in Buffalo, Derek?
That'd be all right, but I'm happy with Trent Edwards at the moment. I think he's a good quarterback, and he's got a good future ahead of him, I think.
Well, yeah, because he's got a damn good receiver now. Finally. Lee Evans, pretty darn good at times, but Lee Evans is little. I mean, what's Lee Evans, 5'10"?
5'10, yep.
Yeah, I mean.
We got all this Twitter and Tweeter and all that. I'm seeing something here about a possible three-way trade here on one of the rumor blogs. Now, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? Pick whoever, Trent Edwards, Buffalo to Denver. Follow me here, Denver. Jay Cutler, Denver to Dallas, and Tony Romo reunited in Buffalo with T.O.
There would be an excellent reunion. Not going to happen, and I think that Trent Edwards could have a fabulous year because of the tandem receiver between. I think people double team Lee Evans, and I don't think he ever. I mean, at 5'10", it's not like you go up and pull balls away from people like a T.O. can, like a Randy Moss can, somebody of that physical magnitude can. The rumors, you know, that now they've thrown Caroline out, Julius Peppers somehow ending up in Denver. You've got to have a quarterback.
We got to have defense. You got to have the whole team. We'll just see what happens. 1-888-455-ESPN. Your thoughts on the whole situation. You can email us to the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com.
New York Jets.
Well, everybody's begging for that because all of a sudden now the national media, they're all those that are in New York. How come they're all Jets fans? None of them are Giants fans. All Yankee fans. None of them are Mets fans.
It doesn't seem to me like Jay Cutler would fit in New York and all the attention they get. Does he? I mean, seriously. He doesn't sound like the publicity hound that really wants to, you know, live up in the spotlight the whole time.
Well, maybe you send Jay Cutler to the Minnesota Vikings.
See, they've said that, and now you've got Coach Childress come out and say, we think we've upgraded with Sage. We've got a competition, wink, wink, nod, nod. Okay, Treverius, good wide receiver. Now get out there and catch some balls. But now he certainly didn't slam the door shut.
Well, then you trade Sage.
You can't trade. You just traded for the guy.
What? Situations change. Things are different.
No.
Why?
With Cutler, do you become that automatic Super Bowl favorite in the NFC?
What? You just sat here and said he's horrible.
25 touchdowns. That's what
18 interceptions.
I know. But he certainly didn't have how many. They went through what, 12 running backs? I mean, down to Ryan Torian, or Terrain, or whatever the hell his name was. They're bringing people off injured reserve to play one game, then they go back on injured reserve. You didn't have the running game. I don't know. The only knock I've ever had on Cutler was he just looks like he's stoned the whole time. He looks like he just pulled his head out of a bong. There's never any smile. There's never any fire. That's my knock. When you're the leader of a team, it's pretty cool to see Brett Favre running down there and beating three of his, you know, two of the running backs and three of the other receivers in the end zone and piling on the guy that he threw a 48-yard touchdown pass to and being fired up about it. Jay Cutler throws 482 yards and four touchdowns and just stares at you with that dumb look on his face.
We go to the Dent Popper inbox. Daddy, leave Jay Cutler alone. Signed, Michael Phelps.
Oh, shit.
DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Jabba Chamberlain was in Lincoln today. Bo Pelini sacrificing potential bonus income for guaranteed money. Yeah.
That's crap.
There you go, Daddy. There you go. Well, as long as I do my job, I'm getting paid. And when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show, we're going to talk a little Tri-City Storm hockey. They wrap up the season this weekend. Tom Rudrud, the head coach, is going to join us right after this. Stay with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All right, this has gone far enough.
This doesn't make any sense.
Well, dude, this is really cool stuff.
More coolness in a moment with Doug and Danny at Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Elks Country Golf in Kearney is open to the public once again. Could the next Tiger Woods be in Kearney, Nebraska? Find out. Send your 7 to 14-year-old golfer to the youth golf lessons beginning June 2nd. Join up now for the most affordable men's leagues in Kearney, Monday and Wednesday nights, which start April 20th. Contact Jason by email at elkslodge984@charter.net or call 308-238-0760. Elks Country Golf, fun for the whole family.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high-efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a Trane.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
That's the kind of reaction you wish your lawn would get. And it can with Highland Park Lawn Company. Since 1977, we've been your turf and grass professionals. Highland Park Lawn Company can fertilize and provide weed and grub control, so it's always lush and green. With Highland Park Lawn Company, it's always easy to go green. With three locations in Grand Island, Hastings, and Kearney, look us up in the White Pages. The grass is always greener. Wow! With Highland Park Lawn Company.
Need tickets? Need to sell tickets? Or cars? Or stuff out of the basement or garage? Become a super fan and you can post them on free classifieds. Click on to find the deals too. ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. Become a super fan today.
We'll see partial sun and some developing clouds across the area today with a slight chance for a shower developing late with a high in the low 50s. Winds will stay variable at 5 to 15. We'll then see considerable cloudiness tonight with a low around 26, on the way to 52 for a high on Thursday with a mix of clouds and sun. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 34.
Storm warning!
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us this first day of a new month here in April. Coming up later on in the week, we're going to be talking with the head baseball coach at Kansas State, Brad Hill. We're also going to be talking a little fantasy baseball on the program tomorrow. We're going out to Florida with Jim DiIamo, or Joe DiMaio. Let's get that right. Joe DiMaio, he's going to be a new guest, and we're going to tell you more about him and his website. And
a lot of people's drafts coming up this weekend for people into that.
A lot of, you know how football is. Well, baseball is right behind it in fantasy value, and there's a lot of folks getting ready to do their draft this weekend.
Don't draft Luke Hochhaver. He'll be available.
In the 27th round, Rusty's Rex select
Hochhaver, Luke, Omaha Royals.
That's right.
Can you believe he got sent down?
Sidney Ponson.
Well, just when you think that Luke's really kind of ready, I mean, he's in the rotation. Does that mean that, is that, Is that supposed to tell us how good the Royals' rotation is going to be?
Unless it's a total confidence for some pseudo out of shape guys to put Sidney Ponson in there, makes them feel very fit. Like, God, I must have 4% body fat. Look at that guy. I mean, they'd be like the Royals hiring me to walk around the locker room with my shirt off.
It's like
to make people feel good about themselves.
It's not like Gagne, who's just steroided out. I mean, it's the same body build, but this guy's just he's a little pudgy.
Yeah, a little.
David Wells?
I would say yes. There you go. That would be better.
Okay, as long as you're happy. As long as you're happy, I want you to be happy. Hey, folks, I know it's the 1st of April, but when the weather does warm up, you're going to want to get the golf clubs out. Metal Arc Hills invites you to stop by and see them. And right now, for the first time in a decade, they actually have a couple of openings for their business league, which plays on Tuesday nights, beginning on Tuesday, April the 28th. It's a four-person business league, and when I say person, men and women, you break off into teams of two in a scramble format, and there are openings in the business league, and it just opened up today. This was the first day, so maybe you're one of those teams that's been in every year, and you went, oh, crap, I forgot to get it in. Well, you better do it right now because it's a first-come, first-served basis as of this morning. Get a hold of the gang at Metal Arc Hills. It's a lot of fun, and tee off most of the time at 6. The first night will be at 5:45. Those are on Tuesday evenings throughout the summer, broken into two different halves of the league season. So if you're interested in getting a four-person team together for the Metal Arc Hills Business League, which plays on Tuesday night, contact Dave, Scott, or the gang out at Metal Arc Hills, and they'll give you all the information. Metal Arc Hills, the number one public golf course in the Tri-Cities. Well, speaking of sticks, they're about ready to put them away for another season out at the Events Center, and the Tri-City Storm will wrap up their season this weekend at home, Sioux City, Sioux Falls, and we are pleased to be joined in studio by the head coach of the Storm, Tom Rudrud, as they get ready to wrap things up. And Tommy, I guess there's more news, there's more things circulating around the team than there are as far as the team on the ice, but the season does come to an end this weekend with a couple of home games.
Yeah, we're going to get a chance, another crack at Sioux City. The Musketeers come in here Friday night, and Stampede from Sioux Falls this comes in Saturday night. We're a little banged up right now, but I think that right now our guys are looking to get after these last two teams, and then it's going to be a long summer as we aren't going to be playing any playoff games. So I think that these guys are excited and ready to get going.
Tommy, there was a point in the middle of the year, and not obviously the season that you envision coming in here as leader of this team. There was a time, though, during the middle of the year where you weren't competitive and things got ugly. You found a way to put it together and start to win a few games down the stretch and let's face it, become much more competitive. What was the difference?
Well, I think just going into the season, we knew that we were very young and inexperienced on defense, and having one defenseman that had played 15 to 20 games returned from last year, everybody else was new. We knew that there were going to be some nights where we did struggle. Unfortunately, the one experienced guy that we had, Danny Heath, went down the first game of the year, and we were dealing with a lot of guys that were learning the ropes, and as a result, we had some really bad nights defensively, and I think guys would get down and would actually quit, which is not a good thing. But I think our defense continued to get better, and midway through the season, guys started to have some confidence in them, and as a result, we started playing a lot harder and a lot tougher, and things got a lot better. Still not enough wins in the win column, but I give these guys credit. They show up, and they've been battling every night.
Tom Rudrud, the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, joining us live in studio here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Because of that, I suppose partly because of that, you made a lot of roster changes throughout the year. When did they finally, I guess, mesh a little bit, did you think?
Well, I would say probably right about the middle of January they started to come together and play as a group and played with a lot more confidence, and I think that's where you saw some improvement. We still never really got the kind of scoring that you need to have success, but as a result of being better defensively, we did shut some teams down quite a bit better than we had.
Tommy, I guess when you look at things as a whole, how many players do you look to return next year from this team?
Well, I would say probably anywhere between 10 and 14. We have a pretty good nucleus that's eligible to come back, and we really like our futures list, our affiliate list, and think that there's some very high-end skill players there. And yeah, those new players are going to go through some adjustments, but I think that those players on that list are skilled enough that they're going to make that transition very quickly and very easily.
Tommy, you mentioned that the season comes to an end here. What happens after that? Some of these trades, you're going to pick up some extra draft picks. What do you do between now and the draft to get next year's team at least started to get it assembled?
Well, I think we need to be on the phones making sure that we're in contact with some of these better players that we do have interest in to make sure that their plans are to play in the USHL next year. And hopefully we'll get a chance to get out on the road and see some of them in these closing days of the season. There's different evaluation camps throughout the country, and we'd like to get out and see some of those.
Tommy, obviously Kirk Brooks buying the arena, or at least that's the word out there. We said it would be done on Tuesday, and now, you know, it's Wednesday. Who knows what's going on, really? Have you spoken with Mr. Brooks, and have you heard anything about the direction he's leaning to go?
I haven't spoken with him for some time. There were when he was in to take a look. We spent a little bit of time, and a week or two later he called, and we talked about our roster and affiliate roster and how I thought things would come together. And I think right now nothing has been finalized at this point, but I think that he's spending his time trying to make sure that this deal does get done and gets done as quickly as possible.
Obviously, it sounds like he would be more of a hands-on owner. How would that change the way that the Storm is run?
You know, without sitting down and talking to him directly, I don't really know how to answer that. He seems, obviously he is familiar with the game of hockey and does have a passion for it. So I think that's definitely an advantage to the Tri-City Storm.
Tommy, obviously some of these kids are still in high school going through classes. Once the season wraps up, do they immediately return to where they came from? They finish out the school year here? How does that work?
Well, most of them will. The ones that are in high school, they will stay here and finish out their season or their high school year and graduate from here. Or with the case of Charlie D'Addaro, he's only a junior, so he'll finish up that. But we'll give them a couple of weeks off, a week or maybe even two, before we get started up again with them, and just to let their bodies heal up and rest up. Then we'll get them into the weight room and doing their off-ice training.
Tom Rudrud, head coach of the Tri-City Storm, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You mentioned about some of the kids learning the ropes coming into the USHL. Now that your first year is wrapping up, obviously I'm sure there's some things that you learned and probably we're going to use that experience in your next year of coaching. What are a couple of those things that maybe either were unexpected or you kind of got your eyes open to?
Well, I think that, Bliss, when he was here, he was very organized and did a very good job of delegating responsibilities to his staff. And I think that that's an area that I definitely need to improve on. And
you didn't have as much staff, though.
Well, we didn't have as much staff, no. And as far as the arrival of that staff, it was kind of late, too. But it's definitely something that I need to do a better job at. And we need to be a little more prepared to start the season.
The draft, tell us a little bit about that. How far out are we on that?
Well, the draft is going to be a little different this year. We'll have a futures draft on one day, I believe it's May 12th.
Slow that down. Help us. What's futures draft mean?
Well, we will draft five 1993 birth year hockey players. And they will go on to an affiliate list. They can either play for us this coming year, but most likely, because of the age, those are guys that will play elsewhere, and we'll keep tabs on them and see how they're doing. But just get to know them and for them to get to know us so they're comfortable in coming to Tri-City and playing for the Storm in the future.
They will be there. They will be here in the future. See, I like that.
It's a future draft.
Yes, Bertrand Public, you got to slow it down for me a little bit.
Okay, all right. Very good, very good. And then the following day we'll get into to our regular draft, and that'll be everybody will draft to 23 players. And once everybody's at 23, then we'll continue to draft on to a total of 30. So we'll have 30-man protected roster. We'll go into June with our tryout camp, and we'll have to make some decisions at that time and cut down to a workable number.
Tommy, overall, as we get ready for the playoffs in the USHL, as you've seen so many people. And by the way, I was looking at the schedule here the other day. I guess in hindsight, I'm going, did you look at the last month and a half of the season? Did we ever play Lincoln and Omaha? It was like one time each. We play them 100 million times at the start of the season. I don't understand why the USHL can't get it right. But anyway, you were up at Fargo. You were in North Dakota, and you had to play in some different – did you get to see any of that damage up there or how bad it was up there?
You know, actually driving into Fargo, we saw a lot of water on all sides of the expressway. In fact, water on the expressway at a certain stretch, closing down one of the three lanes. But once we got to Fargo, we were on the far west end and away from the flooding, and we didn't have any issues at all. We actually did stay in Fargo and use that as our home base, but didn't do any touring of the flooded areas. It was strongly recommended not to do that. And I think that there was enough issues, and they had enough to worry about without us trying to get involved with their dilemma. We did play a game in Grafton, North Dakota, about 120 miles from Fargo, northwest, both mainly north of Fargo. And then we played Saturday night in Grand Forks. And I think it gave our guys a different perspective of just how good they have it here in Kearney playing in our facilities and just our surrounding area.
Tommy, I guess, with surveying the whole landscape of the USHL this year, to take home the cup at the end of it when it's all said and done, who do you like?
Oh, that's a tough one. I think if you go strictly by how teams have played against us, you really have to like the Green Bay Gamblers. They've been a very strong, hard-working team all year, and they have guys that some older guys that have done a very good job of finishing. But we just got done with Fargo, and they're a team that's really come on as well.
Well, Tommy, we appreciate you coming in and give us some time. Get ready for the games this weekend. And as with any sport, hey, it's your last chance to play for a while. So I'm sure the kids will be excited to go in front of the home crowd. And best of luck this weekend.
Well, thank you, guys. Appreciate you inviting me to be on the show. And best of luck to you.
Do you want Jay Cutler in Minnesota, by the way?
You know, I'm a huge Vikings fan, but...
I'll
leave that up to the experts up there in Minnesota to bring in the guys that they think can get it done.
Sage is a man. He's a much, much improvement over what you had.
Tommy Redrew.
Good to hear.
Head coach of the Tri-City Storm on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, we're going to give you a chance to win some Storm tickets, and we're going to talk about the NSAA. We're up for bids again for some of the state tournaments. We'll talk about that more after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We turned down the volume on all the radios in the building during this hour so as not to irritate the boss.
The NCAA tournament is on Westwood One. Are you ready to dance with the real stars?
Green will drive it up quickly for Carolina. Misses the runner, but a tip jam by Tyler Hansbrough coming out of nowhere to flush it for two. 54-48, it's a six-point lead for North Carolina.
Put on those dancing shoes as the party is ready to get started right here.
Catch all the action on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
This weather update is brought to you by Rich Peters and Matt Myers from Farm Bureau Insurance, located on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
We'll see partial sun and some developing clouds across the area today with a slight chance for a shower developing late with a high in the low 50s. Winds will stay variable at 5 to 15. We'll then see considerable cloudiness tonight with a low around 26, on the way to 52 for a high on Thursday with a mix of clouds and sun. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 43.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're going to talk a little baseball. We're also going to be catching up with Brad Koenig to talk from the Kearney Visitors Bureau. Kearney, Grand Island, among the cities that are going to be bidding against Lincoln and possibly Omaha for some of the state high school tournaments that are coming up. We do this sometimes every year. We do this sometimes every other year. It'll be interesting to find out. I know they can't break down exactly what they're going to do, but has anything changed from previous bids? And if so, what could that possibly be? It always seems to come down to facilities. There's been a few more motels maybe, but outside of that, it'll be interesting. We'll talk with Brad coming up in just a little bit.
Doug, maybe you're looking for something to do on Sunday. I've got something for you to do. The Eagles Club is where it's at. It's a fundraiser for the Kearney American Legion baseball team, Texas Hold'em tournament.
Whoa. God.
It gets
better. I'm going to have to skip the NASCAR tournament.
It gets better.
I mean, what?
It gets better.
Better?
The dealings provided by the UNK sororities.
Whoa. Dealers?
That's right.
They just put on, now Derek, we've talked to these gals before. They've been down on the show. And talk to us. They had just a huge tournament here a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
A week ago.
Yeah, over
at UNK.
Over at UNK, and it's the fraternity is escaping me. But they did a great job, put on a nice tournament, 290 some players, and did a good job dealing.
That's fun time. Not what you said earlier. You said you remembered what the fraternity name was. Dumb, Dumber, and Dumbest. I can't believe you said that.
No, come on now.
Starts at 2:00, but you need to be there before. Registration begins at 1:00. $25 per player. There's a $25 buy-in. Buy-in stop at 4:00. So you're not going to be there till midnight. First place, $500. Second place, $300. That's the way it goes. But all the proceeds of this tournament go to Kearney Legion Baseball. So that's something to look forward to.
That's coming up this Sunday, 2:00 at the Kearney Eagles Club. The doors open at 1:00.
Okay, Douglas, since we're talking about some baseball.
All right.
I wanted to play a little game with you to see if you could name the odds-on favorite.
We picked
the Mets yesterday in the East. National League Central. Your team to win the National League Central.
Okay,
The Cubs are
favored.
The Cubs are favored.
Yesterday I got the Mets right in the East, right?
In the NL West. This is interesting because this is a much tighter deal.
The National League West. So what do we got? Five teams out there now.
You've got the Rockies, the Giants, Diamondbacks, Dodgers, Padres.
Dodgers favored.
You are incorrect on that one. The Diamondbacks are actually the favorite in that. I just would imagine because of their pitching staff, they are the plus 140, where the Dodgers are second at plus 160. So very tight race. So
okay.
Not a bad miss there. Interesting, the American League East.
We're going to have to go through and pick the longest shot in each. That might even be more interesting. Okay, American League East, who's the favorite? Boston Red Sox.
No.
It's the Yankees because everybody bets them like the Cubs. Okay,
it is the Yankees. They are even money, so they are the odds-on favorite. In the Central.
American League Central, the favorite. Not the Royals. That leaves us Detroit, Cleveland, the White Sox, and Minnesota. I'll go with the White Sox.
This is very surprising. The White Sox, and I'll just tell you right now, the Royals are picked last in this division, obviously. The White Sox are second to last. The Indians are the favorite, a plus 175. Then the Tigers, then the Twins. But the Indians are the favorite in that one.
Well, see, they were a big favorite last year and were a total colossal failure because I think I had them go into the World Series. So,
then the one division left, the American League West.
Angels.
Yeah. The Angels and kind of the rest of.
Yeah, so is Seattle the worst there this year or not?
No, they are not.
No, okay.
They are not.
See, they were supposed. Some people had them in the World Series last year, and they were like the worst team in baseball.
Crash. Mm-hmm. Along with Detroit last year.
Yeah. And Cleveland.
Yes.
A lot of crashing. All right. So Friday, we'll make some of our baseball predictions as the season gets underway. Don't forget the Royals opener at the White Sox. Somebody won't be in the cellar, people. Monday, right after the Doug and Daddy show, we get underway at 12 noon. 12:05, I believe, is a pregame for the Royals and their first contest of the year at the White Sox on Monday. So going to be a busy sports week. We've got the men's basketball semifinals for, Saturday, the women's basketball semifinals Sunday, then the Royals opener Monday afternoon, the national championship for the men on Monday, the national championship for the women on Tuesday.
Maybe a little bit interesting. In the NL West, Doug, you were mentioning last place teams. So if you've got the Diamondbacks and the Dodgers at the top, you're down to between the Padres, Rockies, and Giants. Who's the last out of those?
Boy, is it the Rockies?
It is not the Rockies.
It's not the Rockies. Okay.
The Padres.
It is the Padres. All right.
And
all right.
Not even close. I mean, okay. Rockies plus 600. I mean, they're 6-1, where the Padres 15-1.
To win the division.
To win the division.
Hmm. Interesting. Okay.
So.
Is that the worst one on the sheet? That the longest shot out there?
No. You got the Orioles.
What are the Orioles at? Yeah.
50-1.
What are the Pirates at?
Pirates are 50-1.
Okay. And the Royals?
Royals only at 8-1.
What?
Royals at 8-1.
All right. Okay.
White Sox at 7.
Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Dent Popper, where's they at, Daddy?
They're on the bricks downtown, Kearney.
What do they do there?
They pop out dents out of your car and fix things that you break.
Jeff and Kearney says, do you guys know why the Matt Peralt show is going off the air in Omaha? I realize they are a competitor, but anything remotely local is a much better option than Tirico, Van Pelt, or Rome. Jeff and Kearney. I don't know the exact official reason, no. They're number two in the market of a two-horse race in Omaha. From what I was told, they're going to go to national Fox syndication. Chris Myers, I believe, all that time. Mm. Good luck, Omaha. Hey, by the way, starting today, folks, Ace Hardware is sponsoring our Bull or No Bull email. The Bull or No Bull email is a point that someone of our emailers may make, and we'll say, well, is that bull or is that not bull? Is that true or is that false? Is that, well, caw-caw or not caw-caw? That's what we're talking about. All you have to do is fire it off to us, Ace Hardware, the No Bull or Bull email of the day. Fire it off, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Maybe what A-Rod says, bull. Obama stimulus package, even more bull. Who knows? You know, it depends what you're firing it off about. John Calipari, no bull, going to Kentucky. Fire it off to us, 1-888-455-ESPN is our phone number. And, of course, the Ace Hardware and Toro bull or no bull email of the day. What do you think for our first one here? Jeff saying getting rid of one of the local shows in the Omaha market. We know Matt. Talk with him, not on a regular basis, but see him at all the events we cover as far as statewide events and Big 12 media days and things like that.
No bull. I got to go that direction.
No bull. I think it's bull. Why are you getting rid of a local talent? I'm sure it comes down to economics. All you got to do is throw the switch. And, I mean, let's face it, if we didn't do this show for free, they'd just throw the switch and leave Cowherd on for another hour. Nobody wants that, right? When we come back on the Doug and Daddy show, we're going to talk a little possible bringing some state tournaments or more state tournaments to the Tri-Cities. And as we go to break, let's give away a family four-pack of tickets to the Tri-City Storm either Friday or Saturday night. We're going to let you pick a family four-pack, 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-ESPN. That is the phone number to call. I want to know, one of the two teams that are opening up the Major League Baseball season on Sunday night. One of the two teams opening up the Major League Baseball season Sunday night. 1-888-455-ESPN. Back after this.
You have 937 messages, all of which are marked urgent.
Doug and Daddy will get right back to you.
Elks Country Golf in Kearney is open to the public once again. Could the next Tiger Woods be in Kearney, Nebraska? Find out. Send your 7 to 14-year-old golfer to the youth golf lessons beginning June 2nd. Join up now for the most affordable men's leagues in Kearney, Monday and Wednesday nights, which start April 20th. Contact Jason by email at elkslodge984@charter.net or call 308-238-0760. Elks Country Golf, fun for the whole family.
Smart people make smart choices. You should make the choice to take the next step in your education at Central Community College.
It's the smart way to keep your competitive edge in today's uncertain economy. Update your job skills, prepare for a new career, or earn a degree. Summer classes start May 18th at Central Community College's campuses in Columbus, Grand Island, and Hastings. Also online or in a community near you.
Call 877-222-0780 or log on to ccceneb.edu. Smart people, smart choices, Central Community College.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at Weather Eye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see partial sun and some developing clouds across the area today with a slight chance for a shower developing late with a high in the low 50s. Winds will stay variable at 5 to 15. We'll then see considerable cloudiness tonight with a low around 26, on the way to 52 for a high on Thursday with a mix of clouds and sun. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 43.
Doug and Daddy Show. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I wanted to hear this today because they were showing 48 hours a lot over the weekend. Play this, of course, in 48 hours. And then, of course, they were showing Caddyshack and Rudy a lot, too. That's not a bad triple header if you can stack those three back to back to back.
I mean, okay.
I get that stupid look from you.
Well, I'm going. I'm just
even more stupid than usual. But
I'm just going. What you know? What would be the ideal lineup? And the original Caddyshack, or are you going Caddyshack too?
Shut the hell up. That's what I'm saying. 1-888-455 ESPN. Email us DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Jabba Chamberlain pleaded guilty this morning to a charge of drunken driving and has been given probation. After a plea deal, prosecutors dropped the second charge of driving with an open alcohol container. Chamberlain played for the Huskers, of course, pulled over October 18th on the outskirts of Lincoln. He flew to Nebraska for his hearing after pitching 5 1/3 innings in New York's win over Cincinnati yesterday. His court date had been rescheduled four times. I'm reading more on this. He was early for his court date today, and he'll lose his license for 60 days on probation, $400 fine for Jabba Chamberlain. He'll be back on a plane and back to spring training for Jabba. So it's put to bed before the season starts next week.
Well, that's the way they wanted it. And I'm surprised it took this long.
Coach Bo Pelini sacrificing potential bonus income for guaranteed money in his new contract. Pelini's annual base salary improved to $1.85 million from $1.1 under the five-year contract extension. His original contract promised an $800,000 bonus if the Huskers won the national title. The new contract includes a $500,000 bonus. The new contract also gives him a $100,000 bonus for going to a non-BCS game. No bonus last year for going to the Gator Bowl.
Well, it's disappointing. I mean, I guess if you're a fan out there, Bo Pelini thinks they're going to be really good and do great things, you want him to go the bonus or incentive-laden way.
Well, trying to bring in, and they've been doing this in the Tri-Cities for quite a while now, trying to bring in more Nebraska School Activities Association state tournament or state-sponsored events. And it's time the NSAA has another meeting tomorrow, Tony. And, again, the Tri-Cities, Lincoln, Omaha, Grand Island, Kearney, among those that are going to be making proposals.
Well, Brad Koenig joins us right now from the Kearney Area Visitors Bureau. And, Brad, thanks so much for the time and a welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Brad, you've been through this process before. For the general fan out there, what's going to happen tomorrow?
Well, a contingent from Kearney is going to go in, and we get an opportunity in front of the NSAA board to present our case as to why we believe it would be wise for them to select Kearney to host the state volleyball championships. And so that's kind of the way it works. Each community that chooses to present is given the opportunity, and you go in and give it your best shot, and then they hear all the presentations, and normally that same day they'll make a selection.
Is there how soon after, Brad, do you know, yay or nay?
Normally you know the same day. They normally vote that same day, so there shouldn't be a lot of suspense, and, you know, there will be when you walk out of the room because you don't know, but... later that afternoon, they normally vote and choose.
Brad, is so if I understand right, the only event this time around you're bidding on is volleyball, or do you have to make other presentations as well?
You know, I'm only involved with volleyball, but I think we're also making a presentation for to bring back state speech, which has been here for a number of years. When the NSAA board meets, they meet for the entire day, so because they have representatives from throughout the state.
Brad Koenig joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Brad, from a financial standpoint, just over the years, do the bids go up? I mean, is just with the way the economy is, do they continue to go up?
Yes, the cost to successfully bring an event like that to your community has, in fact, gone up. And, of course, Lincoln is the incumbent, and there'll be tough competition. But we believe we have several things that make us attractive. Number one, we have a good central location right on Interstate 80. So regardless of where you're located in the state, it's easy to get to Kearney. We have excellent facilities to host the games. We have excellent hotels and restaurants. And we also have a rich history of hosting other successful events like the state cross country, the state speech competition, and the one act play. So that's kind of what we're hanging our hat on.
Brad, numbers wise, when we talk volleyball, we think, well, maybe more fan base, but I think we're actually talking more kids when you host state cross country and state speech, aren't we?
You know, both of those bring a significant amount of folks to town. As an example, I've worked the gate for the state cross-country meet, and of course, that's at the Kearney Country Club. And years ago, there's maybe 200, 300, 400 total fans that come, and now it's just thousands. So it's amazing. People really follow their kids, regardless of what endeavor they choose to compete in, and that's cool.
Brad, I guess for something like state volleyball, is there an ideal number of sites they want you to be able to host at?
I believe you need to have 6 for the first round.
Brad Koenig is joining us from the Kearney Visitors Bureau. I know you can't divulge certain things because Lincoln's going for it, Grand Island's going for it, and you don't want to necessarily tip your hand even the day before, but are there things that have changed about Kearney's bid from the previous times that they have not been accepted to or not been given the invitation?
Well, you know, a couple things. Number one, we believe that we have a better menu to choose from as far as gymnasiums go. The recent addition of Kearney Catholic is kind of instrumental in this. Of course, UNK, the event center, and we're also looking at one out of town facility too. That's very close, so that would meet their needs. And of course, they use an out of town facility in Lincoln for the first round. Also, we have more hotel rooms than we've ever had, and as you guys know, just a wonderful array of restaurants to choose from.
Yes, I do know that.
Okay, Brad, anything else the folks need to know about the bid going on tomorrow?
Well, no, we're just hopeful, and just like in the politics, it's hard to unseat an incumbent, but that's our goal.
Thanks so much for the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Brad, best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Brad Kearney from the Kearney Visitors Bureau joining us here. We've went through this before, and we'll see what happens. Tony, what's changed? You know, Kearney does such a great job of working hard to put these bids in. Kearney is. I'm looking at this at the big picture. I think we've beat this horse to death before. Lincoln gets basketball and volleyball. They've given Omaha the wrestling to go along with the state tennis, and softball got moved out to Hastings, and that's the first significant move of any sporting event in a long, long time. And, you know, Kearney gets the cross country. A couple of bones have been thrown Kearney's way. They're breaking up golf. Kearney has gotten a little bit of the golf. Grand Island's got a little bit of that. Grand Island's really the place that doesn't have anything going on right now. But still, I think it comes down to facilities, and I don't see where the I don't see where you could. I think the only way that it's going to be moved from Lincoln is if people just get so fed up with having to go to Pershing.
Which, amen.
Which I don't have any problem with for volleyball. Zero problem with for volleyball. I'm reading a couple of the stories here. In fact, in the Lincoln Journal Star today, Riley Jane Hamilton has a story here. She's talking to Jim Tenneper, the director of the NSAA, and is talking about Pershing. Some facilities in some communities are better than Pershing, but by the same token, some of those communities are offering facilities we can say the same thing about as Pershing. Where is the quote here on Pershing Auditorium? It's an antiquated facility. They do have a staff that certainly is top-notch, and they make the accommodations as best they can within the facility constraints. Having said that, I couldn't say there are any major concerns other than the issue with Pershing. It's talking about that they don't have enough room in the concourse and small locker rooms and things like that. It doesn't say anything about the floor. It doesn't say anything about the actual arena when it comes to Pershing. So, again, kind of like wrestling, if the facility in the middle where you compete is okay, then I can't see them moving it away from Pershing. And in that same breath, if they're not going to, that's the only way I can see them moving it. I don't think they'll ever say Kearney is better or Grand Island is better. They're just going to say, you know what, Pershing sucks, and we're going to move it out of Lincoln for that reason.
I think it goes back to we've got cross country here in Kearney. We've got speech, one act play, and whatever all that encompasses. We've got that. If you're going to move something, Grand Island seems to be the odd man out. Would I like to see it here? Certainly would like to see it here. Do I think it's going to be here? Probably not.
Well, we've got a bull or no bull already. Deke writes in to Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The selection process of determining sites, especially in the sports area, are bogus. They are predetermined and will never leave the metro areas. I think it's time to show Lincoln that they need to replace Pershing or lose the events. That from Deke. So he's saying a bunch of bull that they keep it in Lincoln.
I'll go with it. I'll go with Deke on that because Pershing Auditorium, I've said for a long time, is one of the worst facilities ever.
I'm really going to miss Matt Peralt. Sincerely, Dana Altman's rear end. Thanks, Trent and Kearney. Appreciate that. There you go. Remember, the Bull or No Bull email brought to you by Ace Hardware and Toro. Welcome them aboard as a new sponsor and a new segment here on the Doug and Daddy Show. A couple of other things. UNK baseball and softball is playing today as it warms up and hopefully gets into the 50s here. UNK baseball getting ready to take on Winona State. This is important because of the new region that UNK is in. These are regional games.
Where do you match up?
Important at the end of the season if they can make a move here in the second half of the year. UNK softball hosting 23rd-ranked UNO. Got a prediction for that, Daddy? 2-4 at Dryden Park.
You know what? Beat their ass, ladies.
Baylor's playing in the NIT final. Are you surprised?
Well, I don't know that you can be surprised with how they finished the year making a run in the Big 12 tournament. Those teams certainly better than anything that was in the this tournament, and just killing people. 7 out of the last 8 winners.
Mike Anderson stays. This is the basketball, Mike Anderson.
Huge,
stays at Missouri. Good idea.
It's a huge contract.
Hey, well, wrong or right, you think it's right?
Yeah, it's right. You know what? You said it yesterday after the show, Doug. Georgia, $2.1 million or Missouri? I don't think Georgia's a step up. I mean, when you're looking at power conferences, you're looking at Big East, you're looking at Big 12 in basketball. That's right. I said it. You're looking at Big East and you're looking at Big 12.
Maybe the ACC. Maybe.
Okay. Maybe. 3 conferences. Okay. The SEC isn't one of them. That's my point.
Okay, I got you. Hey, you know what else is right? It's always right when you shop Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Whatever you need for spring sports, if you need to replace some track spikes, they can do that for you. If you need some new shin guards for soccer, they can do that for you. If you're getting geared up for baseball and softball, everything you need, new bats, gloves, and bags coming in weekly, $10 off every pair of shoes in stock. Misco Sports, located on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. See them before the games begin. Open 7 days a week. Steve, and the gang. That's right. Steve Times Dose is ready for you at Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center.
What else you got?
That's it.
That's
all you got. Hastings softball home today as well. They take on Concordia. And finally... congratulations. Did you know that the Hastings College wrestling team, they're only 2 years old? They're pretty smart. Second in the NAIA in the nation among NAIA wrestling schools with their wrestling team.
Congratulations. Quite an honor.
Hey, we want to thank Brad Koenig from the Kearney Visitors Bureau for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today to talk about Kearney's bid for the state volleyball tournament, which they, along with Lincoln and Grand Island, will be submitting to the NSAA tomorrow. Also to Tom Redrud, head coach of the Tri-City Storm. Tomorrow, among our guests, Joe DeMeo, to help you get your fantasy baseball league set up. Coming up on Friday, Brad Hill, Kansas State baseball coach, and we expect to be joined by the new owner of the Tri-City Storm and First Tier Event Center, Kirk Brooks.
Look forward to that. We look forward to seeing you 23 hours from now on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 in Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.